The political turmoil in their country didn't stop Lebanese from bidding farewell to 2013 in their usual boisterous way, with parties and fireworks. For those who chose to stay at home, there was really only one way to ring in the new year: scoffing at the predictions of TV fortune tellers. Here's reporter Ari Daniel.
It's a few hours before midnight on New Year's Eve, and I'm with a family in the outskirts of Beirut. We're piled into the living room, and we're watching a guy on TV who's pretty serious-looking get interviewed. Stenciled onto this man's collar are the letters MF. They're his initials. This is Mike Frale. Frale is one of a handful of future predictors in Lebanon. New Year's Eve is the profession's big night, when they make their most watched and grandest predictions. Each TV station has its own celebrated predictor, and OTV has Mike Frale. He moves through a variety of topics quickly. Frale says that Slimane Frangieh, a politician in Lebanon, will become the president of the country. He predicts the Maronite Christians will get their own pope. And he says that a well-known TV personality is going to get beat up. The interviewer, himself a well-known TV personality, asks if it could be him. And Frale answers, well, I wouldn't rule it out. In a country known for its patchwork of religious communities, I was curious to know who's actually watching these secular future predictors and why. So I took to the streets. Okay, do you watch these fortune tellers on TV?
No, I don't believe in them at all.
I got this type of response a lot, actually.
No one can see the future.
They're liars, they don't know anything, and I think only God knows the future.
When I press these folks further, they usually admitted to watching, but only for entertainment. I did manage to find a few believers, though. Did you watch them last night?
Yes, I did.
What do you remember that you thought was interesting? She repeats the word assassination four times. Why do you watch them?
We watch them to see what awaits us in the future.
One man from Syria said he tuned in to learn how his country would fare in the new year, but he switched the TV on too late and he only heard a general discussion about the fate of the entire Middle East. Looking back at last year's predictions for 2013, some came true, like the one that said tsunamis would hit multiple countries in the world. Others were false, like the one that we'd be mourning the loss of Lady Gaga. And many were just vague, so vague that they kinda had to come true. Regardless of which predictions come true or not for 2014, the family I was visiting outside Beirut had switched over to a different program in the moments leading up to the new year. One with a countdown. For the world, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut.